Anyway, I have had quite difficulties with the practice, so or with the motivation. So I was practicing maybe 2 days, so that I was kind of letting go a little bit of the objects. So. Or maybe including more of the, trying to include more of the thoughts and the feelings part, which was interesting for some time when I started it. But then after that, I think it's maybe it was too difficult or something. But it was like there was not much happening when I was doing the practice or.
Tu watu mudwe motivation yon ready na yema tu tu ayo ni lu cha lu byar khana ku sei a twi de emotion ni po chi de da ma sa ti lo ma sei wen sa thon kaung shi de da ma khet lo la ma ti u de tu a lo myo byar ne da ma pi lo ma pi de
so then I think when that lasted for long enough then the motivation went down, and then I was having lots of delusion or defilements about this kind of ideas that practice is not working and this kind of thing.
But
then I can't use that very well as a material for the meditation, unfortunately.
You can't watch that all that delusion, the thoughts.
I mean, it's. In a way it's maybe too difficult. It's not hard to watch.
Difficult or popular.
Okay. Sierra wants to know, when you say it's difficult, what is difficult? Is it difficult?
It's difficult for me to see it. Actually it's not very strong. Usually, this kind of feelings, when I have them, they are not, they don't get very strong. So, they are kind of vague. I know that they are there, but then if I try to look at the details, I just don't get it.
Tu a kanzamu re ma pien tan u. Ero tu a chi yin tu a a shi ba shi chi lo me ya.
Yes, right. I'm not the problem. Chala li pe mu li be. Chala li pu nu la li be.
He said actually in the practice. The longer we practice, the more subtle things become, and you can't see detail at first. But if the mind wants to see detail and is not satisfied with the quality of the present moment, then it starts to feel like something is wrong or demotivated.
Sierra says
in the beginning when we start, like right when we begin practicing, he says everything we observe has so much concept involved that it feels like we can see very clearly. But then when we see through all that, he says the concepts start to fade. Although the concepts are there, the mind sees the reality more, and reality is more subtle. He says, and then it feels like we can't really grasp it so clearly like we used to when it was concepts. But he says, yeah, reality can't be seen the way we can see concepts. They can only be understood.
Yeah.
He said, for example, if you think of the thinking mind, right? There's the thinking and there's the mind that is thinking, right? He says, we know the thinking, but we don't usually know the mind. Now, imagine that you took the thinking out of the mind and there's just the mind. How do we know it's mind? It's very, you know? Yeah, it's really intangible. All you can know is that it came and it went. It comes and goes. So when you have, say, a mind that is not thinking, then the people don't know how to know this is mine. Because you don't have something conceptual to grip it with. Yeah? to identify it with. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering because then
I see,
one of the most difficult to see is one of the most difficult objects to know really is seeing the
size object.
Yeah, he said there is like. You know, when we know seeing, what we know is mostly the things that we see, the colors, the shapes, the forms, even the dimension, you know, the distance between things and all that. But he says, if we took all of that away and there was still seeing, how would we know that?
So, now the cool, they are told Macau also in what?
So he says in meditation when a yogi starts saying that it's getting difficult, he says that's definitely a wrong attitude because meditation is not difficult because all you have to do is know and it's not difficult to know. It may not be clear or it may be clear, but it's not difficult to know that something is being known. But when the yogi wants to know a certain way, the object should be like this or like that, or, you know, the experience of... Then it gets difficult. Mm. It's difficult to do what you want, but it's not difficult to meditate.
Not difficult to meditate. Difficult to get
what you want.
Okay, then I'm wondering.
So if you're finding it like no detail, kind of vague, just stay with it. Just know it like that continuously and see what happens. Yeah, and then because you are being continuously mindful and accepting as it is, the wisdom starts to grow because the awareness is continuous. And then when there's enough, he says suddenly it'll feel like everything's really clear. Without you having tried to.
Yeah, mine is saying, "Nyan is saying, that pramatha ayo, nyan ayo, pramatha the body area."
Yeah, and he says this is because the object reality is the object of vipassana mind. Yep, and you need that mind to arise by being just aware.
Yeah, because I tried to go back to the objects, looking at the objects, but somehow. It was kind of the mind was resisting more of that, and it felt more natural to be in the more delusive state or whatever.
what you thought was delusive.
Is it better to stay with that kind of practice?
Tua ayo ne lai chi bo jozara po khatlo phet ne de re. Oh, sika tone re di di ba ma ni ra po bro da ba wa cha da me tu sait the ma ra ne ne moha pa ni re lo lo khan sa
ra
yeah he says so your mind is resisting because you're trying to have a more clear awareness or clear view of whatever you see but it feels more natural to be with where you are
Thank you.
Wait. Yeah. Not ready yet.
No.
He's introducing now.
Okay, well, as it happens, I have some parallels or similarities as Hilka. So, generally going okay. Reasonable amount of interest. In the process. But the other thing there's a lot of is tension. Yeah, I have sort of chronic tension. And
chronic tension all the time, not just in sitting.
No, I get a lot of migraines, and so I have a lot of shoulder, neck, head tension. It's not there all the time, but it's there a lot of the time, and it increases with sitting. So I tend to do more walking than sitting.
Dinner. Okay.
But take care of your mind, that's it.
Yeah, the mind feels not. The mind feels okay. It feels like it's not resisting in an obvious way.
That's the most important thing.
Fine. Okay.
The body is going to be always, you know, changing. It's not always going to be comfortable.
Like this kind of weather, cold, hot. That is the most difficult. Body response. Yeah.
It is interesting sometimes noticing when the body and mind feel very relaxed. It's interesting just to note when those times are. And I had a period today of feeling a lot of aversion. Really, really quite strong aversion. And it was over lunch, sort of in the dining area. And then I did my yogi job after lunch. And so, I had quite a lot of aversion, different objects. And then I came up to my room and just sat. And it was so clear. It was so clear that the aversion wasn't about the objects. Just sitting with an aversive mind. And I actually felt really relaxed at that time. the energy felt very free. Mm. And so I was thinking again about this, the nature of dosa and... Mm.
The job description,
yeah. And
very good.
I had this sense of dosa as like a blowtorch. Mm-hmm. That can be turned up and down, so it could be this tiny little... It would sort of calm down.
Yeah.
Just be with the experience, feel it in my body, know it as dosa. And then I would sort of play with letting one of the objects that come to mind, image, and the blowtorch would go... And then I sort of just come back and it would go... Shh. Mm-hmm. And just sort of observing it in this way and sort of playing with it and...
Tuwa di kana ko na sei ne tatai ti ya ra sei wen za mu kaung ne re sei wen za mu tatta ra ti ya ra sei wen za re di ne tu thamin sa re a chei ma tu aversion ni a yan mya re re aversion ni ta a mya ro tu ai chei ma ti de tu na bro yogi job lo bro tu khan na twa bro ดีดอดาကိုကြည့်တယ်ပေါ့ကြည့်တော့အရန်တိတာတဲ့ဒေါသစိတ်ရှိနေလို့ဖြစ်နေတာဒီအာယုံကြောင့်မဟုတ်ဆိုတာနောက်တော့ဒေါသဖြစ်နေတာသူကသမင်းစားတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူ့မှာမကြိုက်တဲ့စိတ်တွေအများကြီးဖြစ်တယ်သူပြောတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူအခန်းထဲပြန်ပြီးတော့အခန်းမဟုတ်ဘင်းပြီးသားဒါပေမဲ့အခန်းထဲရောက်မှာတေးချာကြည့်လို့ရတော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာ
Description.
ပြန်အောင်လို့ရတယ်ရှော့လို့ရတယ်အဲ့တော့သူမြင်တယ်တဲ့သူကဒီဟောက်တော့ရှော့ရှွင်းသူကယော့သွားတယ်အဲ့အာယုံကြောင့်စဉ်းစားလိုက်ဝုန်းကနေပြန်တက်တယ်ပြီးတော့ခံစားမှုပြန်ရှွင်းပြန်ယော့သွားတယ်အာယုံပြန်စဉ်းစားလိုက်ဝုန်းကနေပြန်တက်တယ်အဲ့တော့ဒါပဲသူတို့
okay yes good
He says, you said that when you think about the object again, then the you know, it gets the blowtorch sort of blows up again. So what makes you see that the aversion has nothing to do with the object? Because the way you've described it, it would seem that it's the thinking of the object that brings up that heightens the aversion, right? So what makes you know that it's not the object directly that's bringing it up?
Okay. That's a good question. I suppose I spent...
So there's some idea the mind has about that object.
Mm-mm.
That's actually the thing that transmits the connector sort of thing, not the object itself, but the idea.
Yeah.
Because if you had some right idea about the object or right understanding about the object or right view or right attitude about the object, then that aversion would not arise, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that maybe came a little bit later.
He says that's right. So we just observe and to understand the process.
So I the experience, feeling, idea, the
so we need to see these three. He says the object/experience, the feelings, and the ideas that we hold and how they relate. They are related.
Okay, another thing. I think it's to do with right and wrong effort and maybe sort of personal effort as well. Because a couple of days ago, and I think after the interviews, I was quite interested in, or there was interest in intention and the thinking mind.
Intention and thinking mind.
So observing those things. And there was the idea to, there was interest, quite a lot of interest, so I wanted to observe more.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met with just resistance. The mind just resisted this...
It's trying to see more.
It just resisted going to those objects. So it, what felt like had to happen is I had to be with what was actually happening.
Yeah.
That was the learning, had to be what was actually happening. Mm. I can't try and make something happen with sort of personal effort. And actually over becoming interested in what was actually happening eventually led to once again being just quite naturally noticing intention, noticing thinking.
Tu choza rahman amara re ho personal effortness ai lo hut ne usin ya ho sait de bari a chang ni pyo raw tu a chin sei ne twei de sait ko po ti chin ne da mai sait ka pe ma ti u re ai how ayon yu ma so ayon yujin yujin sari there's some humming. Whenever Seattle gives information about anything, it's not for us to try to do it or try to know that object. It's just to have it as information, and then we just continue with what is there in the present moment for us as it is. And because the mind has the information, when the mind is ready, it will open to those objects,
Just to clarify, it wasn't just that the information was there. It's like I had interest and able to observe intention in the couple of days before that.
Yeah.
But I couldn't... The mind had gone somewhere else. You know, it wasn't... I wasn't able to direct it.
Yeah, yeah. စိတ်ကတခြားဟာကိုစိတ်သူ့ဟာသူ့ရောက်နေတာများတော့တမင်တက်ကြီးလိုက်သိအောင်လုပ်လို့မရအောင
် yes သူတခြားဟာစိတ်ဝင်စားနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူအတင်းမပြောင်းအောင
် yeah when the mind has interest in something he said you can't force it into something else yeah
ကောင်ယောယောဂီတွေကအများကြီး information အိုးချိုပြီးတော့အပူလေးရှောက်မပြောတာ
သူပြောတော့ပြောမိတာ
ပြောမပြောမိတာဘာလို့ပြောလိုက်ရင်သူကလိုက်ချင်ရောလိုက်ချင်တယ
် he says that's one of the dangers of his giving a lot of information is the yogis try to start trying to unconsciously manipulate their experience thinking that that's a better thing to know or you know we should yeah and that's
Well, I suppose maybe the enthusiasm was, the enthusiasm had maybe gone to a sort of conceptual, oh, I'm interested in intention rather than what's then actually happening, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or to intention go say wins are a little thin, but to get sick, say wins are a whole day. Yeah.
Teaching or what curiosity pit.
Yeah.
ညထိုင်ရပြီ तू တိချင်နေနေ तू အလိုလိုပဲအတိကောင်းလိုက်တိလာပါလေ
He says we don't actually have to try to know the object so long as it's in our mind you know that you want to know intentions and then you're just with the present moment as it is the mind will start tuning into it yeah Yeah dabbe
For me, it has been a lot of attention to what happens when seeing other people.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as seeing, but also as images in the mind.
Lu re o mien tu chi de de. Sait tha ma pho de image ye. Mien nao mien na ya.
And just noticing how often it happens
mm.
and how much it affects the feeling tone and sometimes it has also been more connected to see some ideas or opinions in connection with that but mainly it has been staying with the feeling
တခါတလေသူနဲ့ပတ်သက်တဲ့ idea တွေဘာတွေသိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တော်တော်များများချင်းအဲခံစားမှုကိုပဲတိုက်ရိုက်သိတာများတယ်
and in connection with that but also in other yeah, in connection with that a lot of not only in connection with that but anyway a lot of self critical thoughts andlike
မှာသူကတူအပြစ်တင်တဲ့စိတ်တွေများတယ်ဗ
ျသူမှာကိုယ်ပြင်မှာ
ဟုတ်သူကတူအပြစ်တင်တဲ့စိတ်တွေများဝေဖန်တဲ့စိတ်ကို
and it has been very interesting because it is like these thoughts have had some very repetitive certain I mean just and
the volume He says, when we are self-critical, we also tend to be critical of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So dare. Yeah.
Yeah. But both give suffering. I mean, doesn't matter if it's critical towards me or to others.
Yes, critical mind is suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's dosa.
Yes,
yeah, the root
is dosa.
Yeah, wanting and not getting, and then there's dosa.
Yeah. And so in this area of self-critical, judgmental, comparing, or whatever, thoughts. It has been kind of a process where it is like, where in the, from being thoughts,and coming feelings and getting very strong with wrong view so getting very like I'm responsible for this I have to do something I have to solve it I have to think or something
yeah
and then the process continues until like I mean, the thoughts in themselves, they don't lead, as if the mind could understand that these thoughts, they don't lead anywhere. They're just repetitive.
Yeah.
So just more and more staying with the feeling tone. Mm. And in that way, more and more right view could arise.
Yeah. Tu apyo re ho atwe de na ma tu ba ho amien ma ba re li. Damme da o tu ba dai ai to shu ra mho. Damme ta phie phie da re o mya 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 chi lo sit ka ba tabo paw la le so ro di atwe re upama ko 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 ba a phit tin tin ba ba phie phie da nga lout tin ne ba phit de nya phit de pyo ra naw pai sit ka tabo paw la di ha re ya be u ma twa ra ma ho. Upana ai ma shi u. Tu ba thak kha thak kha la ra be shi le. Tu tu ma u di ya ma shi u da da be lou me. Ai lo na le da ra sit ka ba lou le so atwe re o tei
ma yon no
a yon ma sait daw be ne di khan sa mu be mya mya chi ro right view a tu ha tu win win la le.
Ya be yot twa la bi bo. Feeling
yeah.
So when
the feelings, when the negative feelings are subsiding, he says then right view comes in more and more.
Maybe that's enough. It was anyway some more seeing how Lobha and Dosa are again this of exaggerating very strongly and then when it starts it wants to get more. So Dosa, when it starts, it like looks for more.
Yeah.
More similar memories, similar feelings.
Lobha Dosa pongi chela tu a shi mi so yin tu ma kai sia shi mi so yin tacha hari like kai chin na like sha ni or. This is the nature of the defilements. And delusion helps them. Delusion encourages them to carry on.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that.
Greed's function is to desire. Then, you know, if it gets what it wants, then it'll desire the next thing because that's its function, to desire. And delusion, it creates things for it to desire. It will give it, it will feed it all these illusory beliefs that these are good or nice. And Dosa does the opposite, right? It thinks things are detestable, irritating, and so on. And then delusion feeds it that way, you know, yeah.
Så,
Tack.
Här. It's I feel it. I don't know if you have experience of an old Volvo car.
Volvo.
An old Volvo is you cannot kill it. It just goes on and on. Lose pieces, but it goes on.
But it's very heavy to drive.
No. I have a Volvo. It's good.
Volvo car. Tell me, Volvo. Young kind of.
Oh, I love
that. You are teacher. Young car on low tire. Volvo, below where how? You are too animal. Where you make Volvo how she?
What fucking car?
Volvo. You are Swedish car.
It's like a Volvo car.
Swedish car.
Is it Swedish Volvo?
It's Swedish. Yeah, that's why I have to put a reference in this.
Yeah.
So it's my car. So I have an old Volvo car, and I know about what I'm speaking.
Era tu car.
So it works. I mean, it's not so fast.
They're built to last.
But it's so the practice is going like a Volvo car. It goes on.
Yes,
it just goes on.
And plane or
yes.
Salomea, atomua.
There was it's funny to say that I tried to do something because the mind is doing itself. So it's very, very funny to say that there was this try to take a little bit of distance.
Tu lo po choza re re da me pyo ara ram yee ya kaung ne ba so ro sait ka lo ne ma tai ti da re da me tu lo po choza re bazat ka pyo yee jin ne
mind does whatever it wants.
Yeah, sait ka tu lo chin da lo
so it didn't I mean I felt like maybe I there is this feeling inside that there is a little bit of Lobha in looking at the object, so just to go a little bit back.
You felt like there was
I wanted the mind, I wanted to back, But the result was that thoughts, the mind went lost in thoughts that could remember all from A to Z, but was lost in thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. Tu say tema, tu tin like de chi de tema, loba nene shi de tin de. And now tu apia ma shuba ne balo le so tu back up lo po chosa re. Lo po chosa ro ba chi wa le so a chosa mu a atwe re o myo wa re. Atwe re o myo ra twa ra. Pi ro atwe o kon lo ma mi de re. Da ma myo ro myo ni.
Myo ni. Atwe ro ma mi de. Ho zalan wo twa sin san ni. Te ke phit ni de ha ma mi no.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the mind will back when it backs. The funny thing is that there is this yogi thing that one thinks that one can do things,
yeah,
and one cannot do. Very, it's really true. The mind is meditating. It's just to accept the conditions that are there. That is just the mind doing it.
Chala lili, balushu mesura u. Sinsa jama loli.
Yeah, yeah. He says, the more we practice, the more the mind understands how to practice. And it doesn't have to think about how to practice. It sort of finds its way. The wisdom starts to operate. Yeah. He says it's like, have you watched Kung Fu movies? Kung Fu movies? Yeah. There's a very, actually it's in one of these Kung Fu movies. And so there's a very secret manual and you have to learn the manual. So there's all these moves that you have to do, right? You have to go through certain movements over and over and over. And then at the end of the manual, the instruction is to forget all the moves. And it's only if somebody can successfully forget the whole manual that they become master at all the moves. Because by that time, you practice it so much, it's become unconscious.
Yeah.
So you must like sort of stop the conscious so that the unconscious can take over. Yeah.
Meditation is like that.
He says meditation is like that. When you've done it a long time, you don't need to think about how to do it.
No. And it is to give up any wish to lead, even little, because I mean, even if it's a little idea, it's better to drop it because it's not.
Bao lu cham le so na lou lou yin lou chi me so
na lou ni ai kaw a yin so tu lou ti na lou ta mya a yin so khan ya le ma.
Yeah, and first he said you'll have to suffer all the times that the mind tries.
Yes. Yes.
Every time.
Done.
Yeah. I have a little screwdriver and I want to fix things. He says, and I will try many times until you get it and take it away. And when you see that it's actually a screwdriver, he says, then it will stop.
Yeah. But as I said, it's a Volvo car, so it goes on.
He likes the Volvo
frustration,
car.
Frustration, no frustration. I'm very happy about that.
Say toto, matoto, say chanawa.
No result, no big things didn't happen. Wow, nothing.
Chiji jeje baam.
No, no. No wow things. One thing that I wanted to ask is because it happens now and then. It happens.
Yeah, I tell you what now.
You know? And it is when just before something is done, some action,
mm-hmm.
or during an action that is repeating itself, like going upstairs, that the mind is seeing, is like it's walking before it walks.
Yes, tu awa pya khana khana lout de alok ko re twa lout mae soe sait ka tu ma shauk khin sait ka shauk ne bi.
Or when I have to get up,
yes,
that I can see there is this film, I see this done, 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 and then at the end it's going up. I mean, I don't know if, and this is the question again, I don't know if it's anything to do with intention, I don't know. But it is, it happened in many other circumstances, not only on a retreat, that I sit I know there is something that I should do.
Mm.
And it's like I see the film. I see that happening, happening. At a certain point,
you start doing it.
I start to do it.
Right. Tu a chinzik o hua planning zik o chinzik pe pyo mla planning zik pe tu a di ma re ma kaw re aim ma le to khu khu lou ma soe sik ka di ha lou phu khana khana ayin win ne re lou ma de chain cha ma tu a tha lou ma re ai re ha tu khana khana myin ne re chinzik lou khaw mla planning zik lou khaw Yeah, both together.
Yeah,
intention and planning mind.
And thinking mind.
So when you start, when that chain of thoughts start, the planning is strong at the beginning and the intention is weak. So the energy is weak.
Okay, so and it's then, like a roll. Like a ball.
Yeah, so by the time... the action actually happens, the intention, the energy has grown
up.
Strong enough, yeah, for it to move, yeah.
Okay. I've lost my glasses, so I don't see what I wrote. But the mind is seeing repetitive patterns of how and looking at causes for all the various those aloba and obviously moha that arises. It's very interesting. No one would find it interesting, I find, but the mind is finding it interesting to look at these repetitions.
Yeah. Say tema who do pisi re do da pisi re mo loba pisi re.
Thank
you. Oh, a chow yari book to button it, Bure. Dario o thaka thaka phit si le ha re sait ka myin ni le de da phit pi soin di lo phit pya mi da phit pi soin di lo phit pya mi tu di lan chao ni myin la le de bdu ma sait win sa ma mho re da mai di sait ka taik sait win sa le
de tabawa wo ti na le nyan ga sait win sa nyan ga tabawa wo tabaw tia wo na le sait win sa
when you see nature when you see what happens naturally in the mind he says wisdom is very interested in the nature of the mind.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that it's interesting.
Yeah.
And I find that it was very interesting what Siado said. What's your name?
Well, don't use names.
Ika.
Yeah. Don't use names.
Yeah. Because to him.
Yeah.
Can say name.
Yes.
Because it is that I was a little bit curious to see this mind is so interested, nothing happens, nothing really happens, but it looks at I don't know what sometimes, it's all the senses, the sense, but it's not really getting. It's like stupid. It feels like doesn't understand. There is something inside that doesn't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what.
Yeah. But it's still interested to be
present.
It's
very interested. And
to pyore ho ho lu pyora ne nane san chin be tu a phit ni de ha ri ro ti ne da mae ba ma thu thu san san phit ni da mho da mae da ne sait ka chi la yin tong tong ni lo be de phit ni da chi ne da ba mae sait win sa re de that because it's wisdom's object. So wisdom knows all of this is valuable. It's valuable.
Yeah.
The objects are very simple. The objects are very simple, will always be simple. It's always the same objects. It's only Namarupa. But when there's an insight, it's like the world falls apart. It's like everything cracks open, you know, it's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing, yeah.
Awesome. Now it's just Volvo. Aguara Volvo. Porsche Malade. Yeah. Okay.
After the last interview, I tried to focus a bit less and to be relaxed and open and. The next day, I had the feeling, everything is so superficial and it's not happening a lot and it's just a bit boring. And then I could see that before I had quite a lot of loba. create something or get something. And in the beginning, I was a bit, dismotivated.
Demotivated.
And then I said, okay, so you can relax, enjoy. And today it was quite going well. I have also the impression the continuity is going a bit more. And it was very interesting because I could see that several times that thoughts came up, memories, and then suddenly feelings, not very strong, and I was interested to look, I could see it, a memory, a feeling, and then another thought, feeling, and but it just was very subtle and quick away. And even I was thinking of something in my life which makes me usually very angry when I think about it, and it just was a bit popping up. And I also knew that in my daily life it's just taking me very often into the story, and then the whole thing gets on.
Tu hotne ya tu sai da mya lo tu shot lite shot lite prathama nei ma tu a
long wa mya lo
ti ya la superficial phit the lo navro ho ba ma le tai phit da mho ba ma le ma tu tin le ma sha a lo myo re phit pro sait ka na na demotivation phit de da ba mai tu set lo de set out trip de yo de lo ba ဖြစ်တဲ့အတိုင်းပဲအားထုတ်နေတယ်နောက်နေ့ကျတော့သတိဆက်ဆံမှန်တည်လာတယ်တည်ရတာနည်းနည်းကြည်လာတယ်အဲ့တော့ तू တစ်ချိန်ကျတော့ तू အတွေးနဲ့ခံစားမှုဟို memory တစ်ခုပေါ်လာတယ်အဲ့တော့စိတ်ဝင်စားလာတယ်တဲ့ဒီဟာနဲ့ဒီဟာနဲ့ဆက်ဆံမှုနောက်ပြီးတော့တိမ်မွေးတော့ तू အတိလိုက်တော့တိတ်မကြောက်ပျောက်သွားတယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့အိမ်မှာ तू အရန်ဒေါသဖြစ်စေတဲ့အတွေးတစ်ခုပေါ်လာတော့အချိုင်းမနေဘူးကပြောက်သွားတယ်အိမ်မဆိုရင်လည်းအဲ့ဒီ story တွေပါပြီးတော
့အထည့်ထားတာအားခုနကပြောအဲ့အထည့်ထားတာကြီးကဘယ်လိုလဲကိရီတာချင်းပေါက်လိုက်တော့ကြားနေတာဟုတ် short လိုက်တော့ကိရီတာကို short ချလိုက်တာ
ညာ
တော့ကောင်းနေတက်မလာတော့ဘူ
းပါတက်မလာတော့
ပေါက်မလာအရင်တက်မလာတော့လေအရင်ဆိုရင်တော့အားချစ်ချင်းနဲ့ဖြစ်တတ်တဲ့ဟာတော့အခုမှဖြစ်တော့
ဘူးဖြစ်နိုင်ဆရာတို့ said that we you know, there are the defilements that arise in the mind, and then he says there's the defilement that we put into the practice unconsciously, like lobha for the practice or dosa in the practice, you know, feeling. Yeah, so he says that sort of thing then feeds the defilement that is arising, you know, and it can, like when, you know, things arise, it can get worse. But when you relax, when he says to relax, focus and all, what he's trying to get us to do is also get that defilement to relax. Because if we can't try to do, then that defilement can't use that avenue to come in. And so when you relax, that the doing, the defilement in the awareness is reduced. So then he says, when you see other defilements arise, they're not feeding, the defilements in the awareness cannot feed the defilements that arise, then you see, you just watch and it just goes its own way.
I look at my chi, do let a tear be low, go let a tear be low, I look to change in a tear, and I'm lonely losing. Look at my sagabi, the afternoon, but need to look at it. Abba, do let Abba go to Abba, I tear.
Yeah, he says it's like if two people work together and they're both very hard working, and he says if they both start to talk about how to do a piece of work and they have different opinions, he says it becomes like an argument because they both have strong opinions,
you know,
and they both have strong like energy. Yeah, then it can yeah, so that's what it will feel like in the
another thing which I could see today very clearly was this
yeah, we adikari vipatana ma po po ma ali wo mamman le ne cha cha le tabawa phit twa aw chu sa ma လူကအားထည့်ထားတဲ့အားဘယ်တော့မှကြကြမခံဘူး
Yeah
तू ထားထည့်တော့တော့ तू ရှိမယ်မထည့်တဲ့အချိန်ချင်းလုံးဝမရှိတော့
Yeah he says that's why in vipassana practice he says the important thing is to know to like learn how to put in this steady effort like a Volvo and keep going he said because when we put more than is necessary that's the personal thinking that we need more he says that sort of effort he says we can only sustain it for so long and then when we get tired, he says, it drops completely. So it's like either here or not here. You know, there's not this steady maintenance, yeah, that is necessary.
But I find it really, really very difficult to find the right
balance. Balance ko shara khete. Well, experience will teach you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it happens. We learn.
What I also could see today very clearly was this selfing sometimes. Mm. You know, a thought was coming up related to me, in a good, sometimes in a good, it was also mana in a good way, where I felt good, mm-hmm. and the opposite. I could see it, and it was not so strong. And I know also in my daily life, sometimes I suffer quite a lot about these selfing thoughts.
Dingase ko dine miene, dine miene kama tu atu ko tu nene kaune baka tu ene ra tu miene ti lighto yo ayo ware re. Tama ei male alum yo tu ene ami ai si re re tu di hajang ko doka yau dalle ti re re. Yeah, what's important is to recognize the selfing, recognize the effect, and then keep going, keep recognizing over and over again.
And I have a question. I never, since I'm coming to the retreats or to the center with Sayadaw, I never heard him speak about Sila. Does that have a reason?
He says, basically the yogis mostly know about 5 precepts and 8 precepts. He doesn't need to tell them.
But if you are mindful all the time, this automatically will pass.
Yeah, but mostly if we are being mindful and just doing our work, yogi work, yeah, he says usually 5 precepts are more or less maintained. It's true, he said that, you know, that to even maintain the 5 precepts, we must have some idea about them. Okay, then we can practice, because we might have the wrong idea about what is sila, right? Or what is acceptable or right or wrong, whatever. But he says, if we have that general knowledge already, he says, he's not the sort who wants to impose things on people. He doesn't believe that somebody else doing something because he said so is a true reflection of that person's mind. So he says, if he says, oh, you should keep the 5 precepts, and then the yogi tries to keep the 5 precepts, that's not what springs from the natural mind. That's not a wisdom from the coming internally from that yogi's mind that is, you know. So he feels that all yogis need to learn to the point that they understand why they need to. There's two ways to look at sila, the doing of what should be done and the not doing of what should not be done, right? If you know the Patimokkha, you know the Buddha says, do good, avoid evil, purify the mind, right? So do good. So it actually says to do what should be done, right? The sila that we always talk about, the Upasatha or the Panchasila, the 5 precepts and the 8 precepts, it's that's the Varita sila. It's the avoidance of that which should not be done. Yeah, and then there's charita. Do as much as possible of what should be done.
Yeah. Thank you. Naturally born.
Yeah, and for someone who is being mindful all the time and wisdom is growing, he says then, because we are learning, then the learning should also be including and beginning to understand what should be done and what should not be done, because we will observe the effects and learn from that.
Well, I have still more thought than usual, but it's interesting now to observe them really as an object.
More thoughts than usual, as in
usually in, after 2 weeks of nine, 10 days of practice, when I did more of the Mahasi style.
Right.
But two things happen. One is really more acceptance of the thinking mind. And then there's their thoughts, which are really like seen as an object. And it's really like an anatta feeling. So there's
anatta
the thinking.
This is what we want. He says, not for the thoughts to stop, but to have this kind of understanding. Thoughts can be object and insight can arise.
Yeah, but then there changes. Thoughts, which are often carry stronger emotions. And there's more the eye involved and a strong identification with this. And these thoughts easier suck the mind into into non-awareness. And also what sometimes happens is I'm a little bit used still to the labeling. And so it happens, it's not a problem, but I had some experience, like there was the label of mana, and afterwards I realized that I had a mana thought, but I was not aware of this thought. And this was a little bit interesting, that there was a kind of awareness, labeling something, but I was not really aware of it.
The natural mind knows a lot. A lot more than we know. Yes.
Yeah, it's more like an unconscious awareness.
Yeah, the mind is working naturally. There is a momentum in the awareness and wisdom. There's an awareness in the
Conscious ma phit da a
He says, because at a conscious level we can't be conscious of everything. He said, but at a you know, more subconscious level, the mind knows a lot more stuff that's going on, which is why sometimes when things happen and we're not aware, we can still recall them. He says he remembers this. He had a memory, like when he became a monk, I think. After he became a monk, and he were, you know, and he was practicing, he says one day a memory arose of a time when he was drunk, dead drunk at home, when he was in those, you know, in his days, when Yes, in his wild days. And he says, what was really amazing was that he was drunk at that time, definitely not aware. And he actually hadn't remembered it for a long time. But when the memory came back, he said he could remember how, in his drunk state, the mind was making plans about how to lie to his father and how, you know, how to manipulate his father so that he could maybe get past him or get something from him. Yeah, he could remember all that the mind was doing at that time. Yeah, and at that time he had no awareness and so on. But yeah, the mind recalled clearly the whole mind state.
Yeah.
So in the current state of lucidity, of clarity, he says, and at that time, although awareness is not present, but, you know, perception works, you know, sanya works, and that remembers things, right? That's sort of the storage function of the mind. So in a state of clarity, it comes back.
Yeah.
It can decode the sanya.
Well, and I have a general question. since he talked about the practice in the daily life, it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And several times now the question arises if it's really possible to get enlightened in daily life, especially in the Western stressful daily life.
What?
Enlightenment, yeah, never.
He says, certainly. It all depends on the strength of your sati samadhi panya, he said. That's all. Because the mind will do what it will, but wisdom will do what it will.
Mm.
Yeah? Yeah. Wisdom will do what it needs to.
So there's no necessity to make life calmer or
You know, wisdom will show you what needs, if things need adjustment in life, yeah? And it will do what is necessary to give your mind the conditions it needs. Yeah.
Okay.
Wisdom will find its way.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Of course it will. All it needs is a dedication. All it needs is a real dedication. And if you dedicate yourself to the practice, he says, in time, he says, it will just pull you along. Initially, we just have to... Yeah. Initially, we just have to invest that time and energy to open the doors for wisdom to arise, which is to dedicate the mind to the practice. And then he says, when the time comes and wisdom starts coming in, after all, why is it called wisdom? Because it understands. It knows what to do. The Buddha said, that if we take care of the Dhamma will take care of us. So, okay.
It's a question how we should take care of it. But no, it's good.
This is learning how to take care of the Dhamma. Yeah, if we don't try to practice, then how can we learn, right?
Last
question. He says, whether you're at home or on retreat, it's just the six sense doors.
No more seven sense.
No more, no less.
No more seven sense.
There's no extra.
There's much more coming in through the six sense doors at home
He says, if we think conceptually, it's more, but the objects are only six: seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and mind.
Di mana tepi ni? Mia iba.
He says there are tons of trees here, millions maybe.
Don't talk to me.
Birds. Yeah. Dengan the botan esainan, no.
Ya, de api malu pelau mian mian. Kau ayam biu mian ya lah. Ayam biu mian tua buen lah. Ayam apa biu buen omu lah.
It's all to do with the attitude. It's like a view of the mind of how it needs to view that it's able to practice, that it sees the, you know. He says, nothing is in our mind unless we take it into our mind. Yeah. So it's how much energy we want to give to that.
Amiai jare mat. Solitude, lolo ya.
Yeah. You can be alone in a crowd.
Alone, not lonely, alone. Nilo ya, crowd it alone lolo ya.
It's possible to have solitude, you know, in chaos. You know?
I will see.
You are a okay.
Hopefully.
Keep passing.
Yeah, the last question.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the world and having the... I have often the intention to make the world better. Yeah, to become political active in one way or the other. And then there's often this, yeah, the thought, well, on one side, the world is like it is. There's the good and the bad.
Yeah.
On the other hand, well, how can I or should I interact? It's enough just to get my mind calmer, more peaceful, happy, or it's necessary to do something about it.
Mm.
And if so, is the most important thing the intention or the way, the motivation, if I do it with anger, out of anger, or if I do it out of compassion? And I realized for myself that the initial pushing is always or mostly aversion to do something about it.
Yeah.
And but still, I'm not satisfied with just saying, okay, I'm doing nothing about it. I just meditate. I try to
right. ตัวตะမျိုးမြင်မှာဆိုရင်ဘဝရဘဝပေါ့သူကသူကောင်းတာရှိတယ်ဆိုတာရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့သူတစ်ခုလုပ်ပေးခြင်းတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့တဲ့သူတိတယ်တဲ့သူရဲ့ intention သူရဲ့ motivation အရေးကြီးတယ်ဟိုဒေါသစိတ်နဲ့လုံးမလားအေးကောင်းတယ်ကောင်းတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့လုံးမလားဒါပေမဲ့သူကြည့်တယ်သူလှုပ်ချင်တိုင်းတော်တော်များများဟိုဒါတွေမဖြစ်သင့်ဘူးဆိုပြီးတော့ဒေါသနဲ့လှုပ်ချင်တာအရင်ဟိုကရုဏာဟိုရှိတော့ရှိမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ကရုဏာထက်ဒေါသနဲ့လှုပ်ဖြစ်လှုပ်မိနေတယ်လုံးမိမှာဖြစ်နေတယ်
အဲ့တော့ဒါမဲ့သူကိုယ်သူဘာမှဩဒေါသရှိနေလို့ဘာမှမလုပ်နဲ့ဆိုရင်လည်းစိတ်ကတိတ်မကျေနပ်ဘူးအဲ့လိုလည်းမလုပ်ရမှာမဟုတ်ဘူးဒေါသကိုဖယ်ရှင်းလိုက်ရမှာလေဆိုလုပ်တင်တာလုပ်ရမယ်မလုပ်တင်တာမလုပ်အရေးကြီးတာကညာ
motivation and ourselves, but he says motivation, like you said, is very important. And if you you start off wanting to do something because of an aversive reaction to something happening outside, he said, first clear the aversion. So watch your mind. Watch your mind. When the aversion is calmed down, the mind is clearer, then you can think about how to positively act about it. He says, we should act out of a positive mind state, out of a wholesome state of mind, out of a wise state of mind. And the way to do that is to clear the aversion. Not to not act because there's no aversion, but yes, first clear the aversion. Don't act with aversion, but you know how to clear the aversion. Clear the aversion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
the actions don't need to stop, but the aversion needs to be dealt with. Clear the aversion, and then you can carry on with a clear mind. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yesterday, when I was sitting in the dining hall, there was supper served, and I took the 8 precepts, so I didn't eat. And then I could smelling and hearing and all these things, thoughts came. And even I felt saliva in the mouth. But it was there was no wanting. It was so clear. It was so clear that I don't want to eat. I took the decision not to eat. The will was and the will was so strong and clear. So I investigated what is the will and the mind, the will and the decision, if Sayadaw can explain a bit more about that.
He
says will or determination, whatever we call it. He says it's different in different minds, right? Some people don't have strong will or strong determination, and even our own minds could be strong at some times and not strong other times. Sometimes we feel strongly in the beginning and at the last moment we change our minds. You know, things like that. So it's as impermanent as everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But does the will decide or...
The exertion of will, once we have determined that we are going to do something, it gives the mind a direction. That helps because it's sort of like taking the 5 precepts. We determine, or we determine that we are going to avoid these actions, and that sort of sets the mind's direction so that the mind is not tempted randomly to break out of these paths without some thought, right? If we've taken a determination to do that, so it helps the mind. It bolsters the mind's strength, determination to do something. In this case, positive. It can also make the mind determined to do something negative.
Yes, I experienced at the beginning that when that was happening, that still the wanting was coming. But yesterday it was very clear. Even everything was like a sign that for wanting, but it was not there.
Also, the day after day you're practicing, you know, the mindfulness is catching up, the wisdom is growing, so that also helps the determination.
Yes, but yes. Sometimes everything disappears.
So long as you keep practicing, it won't disappear completely.
And then I wanted to. Then I was interested, even if saliva is coming, but is there a kind of wanting I didn't see? Is it possible? But
yes, he did see at the beginning. He said if saliva is already coming out, there is some greed already, but probably not noticed. Yeah. not noticed. Yeah, very subtle.
Yes, that I was asking.
But not so strong after, that it outwardly makes you consciously want to eat.
So it's not nature which is happening. It is a defilement behind.
What do you mean it's not nature that's happening?
That if you smell, that saliva comes.
Naturally, we're
that. Yeah, that's nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then?
You mean, is it a reflex?
Yes.
Who's a reflex for Nala Mala? You might do a coin down. To rub your head. But reflexes also work with the
conditioning.
It's also a conditioning that for the saliva to come out, actually, there is some greed. So the reflex is actually that you've always had this smell and it smells good to this mind, so the greed likes it, and that's why the saliva comes out. So that has already operated. So that greed has already operated, but not grown to the point that you consciously want to eat. Only to the level of the reflex.
But the same with seeing. When you see and when you like something and enjoy it, but you don't have to have it. Is it possible? That's also happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
The kuku mi lo chai de soba so da me ho ko lo jin la nga yu jin de so lo ba lo ki me ya da me. Yeah, but there is greed.
There is greed.
Yes, yeah. At that level. That it's level. Not a strong greed where you want to grasp it, where you want to possess it.
But
it's
a greed.
It's just a different level of greed. The intensity is very light, but the greed makes things pleasurable.
Then enjoying is greed.
Yeah, enjoying is greed. Yes, enjoying is greed.
Pit and let greed. Pit only, who loved him a piano.
Yeah.
To Ali, but the love of Pit.
It's just an arising of greed. He said, not very strong greed, not repeated and strengthened and reinforced greed, but a little bit of greed. Yeah, there.
Okay.
What's wrong? Yan Jai Dao. I said, but wisdom likes things too. Wisdom likes things which are good. Wisdom prefers that which is beneficial and wholesome and all that. I said, what about that? He says, but it's a different quality. Yeah, when wisdom enjoys the wholesome. Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, the awareness was quite continuous, and it was pretty light, just going on. And I had the feeling. And I had the feeling, thinking mind and observing mind, they are kind of working together sometimes. Thinking mind, reminding me.
Oh.
Yeah, reminding me. Okay, yeah. Awareness.
Basically, so,
But the other side is, so there was this split second of just seeing, and then just after that, thinking mind started and wanted to make conceptions, what it is, or give it a name or so.
And it's not possible. Sometimes we get a glimpse into it, the reality, just seeing. But he said we can't live like that, and there's no need to. Understanding that reality is there.
Because it feels like it's a bit scary if I don't give conceptual names to it.
Hello, so galone matai sika. Chao xia yi lu be de, da ye ti yong be shi de.
Ama chao xia lu ta ma lo chao la bo.
Yeah, he says.
Ama ha, de ka wa.
But
lu de wa, lu ni la bo.
Yeah. To actually think it's scary is also another function that the mind has done. So the mind has also labeled it, like judged it to be a scary thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's uh-huh. also another, like some people might have this experience and think it's wow, you know?
Beautiful,
and
beautiful.
Some people think it's beautiful. So again, it's just a judgment of the mind, but the experience is just as it is.
Those are beautiful, of
yeah. He thinks it's great.
Say, he thinks it's beautiful, so it's another judgment too.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So counter judgment.
Yeah, it's judgment after the fact.
The
reality of it is always present just as it is. It is just it. Yeah. Neither scary nor beautiful, it just is.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And you can you, how do you say in English, vermeiden, prevent to have this judgment?
No, you just recognize that it's happening.
So
we're not trying to prevent anything.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I can
just try to recognize. Mm.
And so this afternoon it got difficult. Or you said there's no difficulty, but okay.
So what did the mind want?
Difficult, so yeah, okay. I judge, and but it was funny to observe the feeling, like suddenly thinking, there's nothing here. So what now? So so what's going
what,
on, this kind of irritation. And then I realized if I observe this irritation, there's a lot going on. So that was quite funny to observe this irritation. It's getting boring.
Yeah, that's why he says it's not difficult. If we look at what is there. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's not difficult to know what is truly there. And at that time, it was irritation, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
First of all, it was very interesting to hear the questions and answers of others, because they are like mine. Most of them, I came to mostly the same things. And from last interview, everything a little bit calmer down. It's calmer. The thoughts are not so loud, and the emotions are more subtle, and so on.
Yeah.
But I still feel everything. I understand by the thinking mind that it's okay. It's nature. It's just happening. Mm. The way it's happening. But it still feels very very personal. Very I can't detach from it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about the right view. If this is just a matter of time. If I will be continuing, then the right view, and what's right view, or if should I do something?
Do nothing. Just observe. So you need to know both. Yeah. So you, it's important to recognize that the mind actually feels it's personal. Mm-hmm. So you recognize that. But intellectually, we put in a little bit of, remember, this is nature. But you know, you must remember that this is intellectual and not real. And what's real is that the mind is still feeling personal. But this is what is happening in the present moment.
It's like knowledge, second-hand knowledge.
The second-hand knowledge is just to help, but it's not your real understanding yet. But that's okay. It's just to use. One day, when that understanding arises...
Accident,
ma?
Accident, ma?
Or say, But one day when the realization arises, now you recognize that the mind feels personal, at that time you will recognize, yes, the mind cannot feel as personal. At that time.
Yeah?
Yes. But just this is the path. It's fine. It's good that you see that the mind feels personal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just to believe what someone says, not to try to have it, yeah, but to recognize this is what is there, this is what you do. Yeah, we don't understand it yet, but we just make the practice.
Use our the knowledge to get proof of
it.
We
practice so that the proof of the pudding comes in the eating. Okay. The proof comes from actual practice. Yeah. When we practice and the realization hits, then we will know that that was true.
Yeah.
So there's no need to believe that this is not me. You know, you understand that this is just a tool being used.
Yeah.
The recognition is of what is really here, the personal.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Very so good.
Thanks. That's all. Just.
I know my call.
Beware, Volvo is Chinese now.
What? Beware?
That Volvo is owned by China now. It's Chinese.
Beware, Volvo. What are you beware like?
Seems
like China is buying the whole world. Yeah.
Okay.
It's bought IBM.
Do you have
Toshiba?
No, it's
okay. No problem.
It's going okay.
Yeah. Don't push. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine, he says, you know. So long as you're practicing, you're hearing, it's fine.
Yeah.
He says, he doesn't know, but, you know, maybe you haven't heard as much information of the stuff he talks about. Yeah, so he said it's enough that you listen and you practice, yeah.
There's one thing, though, that links to what he said, which was about speaking to one of the yogis last night. A penny just dropped with how absolutely direct and profound and of this way of practice. And he described Sayadaw's teaching vis-a-vis other Theravada teachers. It was Hans, you know, who's a scholar. And he said that Sayadaw's teaching... His teaching, the right view is embedded in awareness, and that was particular. And his phrasing it that way, that the right view is embedded in awareness, contrary to what you were just saying, that it's just something to have at the back of the mind, at the side of the mind, to draw upon, because it was a whole different perception. It wasn't perception of it, that to... For awareness to have right view in its absolute core, always and ever, was remarkable. It just made it very, very incisive and clear, and that there's just no messing with.
No, there is right view, actually. When he sees that the mind is being personal, that is right view, because seeing what is happening as it is right view.
Yeah, and something about to work with practice that way, that the stuff that, you know, all kind of float on and knitting and working out and struggling with. It's just, don't bother. And it made his using the word embedded, right view embedded in that, made a big difference to my understanding of the way he teaches.
Right view, the detail. Embedded so are site two terror. Error. Hello, Pura, two terror. A young,
two are.
Oh,
shop bro thain na le mho ho dilo ho phit da ri ho lite bro song za ra ho lo lo mho
nyam pa ya me so ti adhika da ba adhika da ba
ho ba yeah that's true and to be tu a pyo ya tu pyo ra ho aku na ho right view ho be ya ni tong wa so da mae u sin pyo ya le phit da ho a shi shi tai ti da le right view ba so ro da ba pi da
ဟိုအားထည့်ပြီးတော့ညံမထက်နိုင်တဲ့လူတွေကိုညံမထက်တတ်တဲ့လူတွေကိုဒီကတွန်းပေးနေဟဲ့
Yeah he says for
လူကြီးကအားထုတ်လာတာအားဆိုင်တဲ့အားထုတ်တာကြားလာပြီပါအဲ့တော့တော်စူးစားပြီးတော့ပြင်ပေးနေတာ
Yeah he says the whole concept you know of right view and using it and all that he says is mainly for people who are so used to justfocusing on one object and then trying to forget everything else and doing that as a practice and to try and get them to see that everything is fair game you know everything is just dhamma yeah
come on na le ba ina come on
it's good
ti ba bo ye ti
it doesn't matter how the understanding comes
yeah,
when it comes it's good
luckily
yeah
Thanks God.
He often says, thank God, when a yogi says they understood something. Thank God.
Okay.